Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bamitzia daf Nun Gimel. We left off on daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. We are at Gufa, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the end of the page on daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. This year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lina Nishmas, his mother, called about Simcha Aleha Shalom, also by Daniel Sadin, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should return home safely. Also by our Shul, the Zecher Nishmas, Mordechai David Ben Shmuel Chaim, our dear friend Dovi Herman, Zecharno Levracha, and also Lizecher Nishmas, Michal Pinchas, Ben Mordechai Halevi, Dr. Michael Frogel, Zecharno Levracha, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about in today's daf is the following. We're going to discuss being Poda Meiser Sheni, that's Pachas Mishava Pruta. Apparently you're not allowed to be Poda Meiser Sheni, that's not worth a Shava Pruta. So how do you work it out that you can be Poda Meiser Sheni, that's Pachos Mishava Pruta? The Gemara is going to discuss why Meiser Sheni that's mixed with Chulin becomes Batal Barov. Generally, we have a klal when it comes to Ilchas Taroves, is that when you have a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, you have something that there's another way for it to become Mutter, we don't rely on Bittel. We don't allow it to become Batal. Just wait till it becomes Mutter. Meiser Sheni would seem to be a classic example of a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. It's very simple to be Matir. Just bring it to Yerushalayim and it's Mutter. Or be poda it, and it's mutter. So it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why then do we allow it to be subject to bittel? That's what Gemara is also going to discuss. If you have Meiser Sheni that entered Yerushalayim and left Yerushalayim, where the halach is you're not allowed to be poda it anymore, why is that not a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Because you just bring her right back in to Yerushalayim. So that's going to be Amud Aleph, a lot about davar sheyesh lo matirin. Then the Gemara Amud Beis is going to explain a brisa which seems to have two different cases of Meiser Sheni, and we have trouble understanding what each of the cases are. So the Gemara Amud Beis is going to say it's not really two different cases, it's really one case of Meiser Sheni. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the idea that Meiser Sheni that's worth less than a pruta cannot be redeemed. So what does that mean? Does that mean that if the chomesh that you add is worth less than a pruta, or that the Iker Meiser Sheni is worth less than a pruta, that then it can't be redeemed? So we're going to have two possibilities, both of those possibilities in the Gemara. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara discusses whether the measurement of this chomesh, what does it mean chomesh? Does it mean 20% or does it mean 25%? Or in the lashon of the Gemara, is it a chomesh milagav or a chomesh milavar? So in general, whenever you have a fraction in the Gemara always struggles with that. What exactly does the fraction mean? A fraction, the way we think of fractions, that 1/5 of 100 is 20, or a fraction the way sometimes the Gemara thinks of fractions, is that 1/5 of the total once you add the extra. So 1/5 of the of everything, to once you add the extra to the 100, is 25, because 1/5 of 125 is right. Get it? Okay. So let's begin with Gufa on the bottom of Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. So Gufa, we had said in yesterday's Daf that Amar Chizkia Meiser Sheni Shein Bo Shav Pruta. If you have Meiser Sheni, which is not worth a pruta, and therefore you can't be poded on its own on a matbeya, because there's such a halacha that you cannot be poded Meiser Sheni that's not worth a pruta. So Omer, what you do is you say, Hu v'chumsho mechulal al mos harishonos. Other Meiser Sheni money that I've already been poda Meiser Sheni on probably has still a little space on the money, meaning I wasn't poda my Meiser Sheni on the full value of the money. Let's say I have a coin that's worth $10. So previously I was poda $8 worth of Meiser Sheni on that coin, so the coin still got $2 of space on it that I could be poda more Meiser Sheni on. So I say that this Meiser Sheni that's Pachas Mishav Pruta plus its Chomet should be nifta on that coin, because there's still a little space on that coin. Because the person is never going to get it exactly right that he's going to have $10 worth of Meiser Sheni on a $10 coin. No, it's going to be $8, $7. So there will always be a little bit of space on the coin, and that way he could be poda the Meiser Sheni that's Pachas Mishav Pruta. There is a group of Rishonim, the Ravid, the Tosa Rush, the Ritva, that all say that Meiser Sheni that is not worth the Shav Pruta, not only can you not be poda it on its own coin, it's on a Daraisa level, it's not even chayiv in pidyon. So much so that the Ravid says that midaraisa, you're allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, meaning it doesn't even have dinim of Meiser Sheni at all. And the Ravid says, so therefore Chizkiya, when he talks about Meiser Sheni, Pachas Mishav Pruta, he's talking about if you initially started with a lot of Meister Sheni, and what you have remaining is Pach Mishav Pruta Meister Sheni. But if your initial Meister Sheni was Pach Mishav Pruta, you wouldn't have to do anything. You wouldn't even have to bring it to Yerushalayim. It wouldn't require a Pidyon. The only reason the Gemara is talking about being pulled to Meister Sheni is Pach Mishav Pruta is, must be that at some point it was worth more than a Shav Pruta, and this is what's remaining from it. The Ritva writes that Be'emes, Chizkiya is only talking on a Derabbanan level. Let me daraisa, so you don't have to be pulled in at all, and you could just you just leave it until it rots. And nevertheless, the Chamor Misakein, that even such a tiny amount of Meister Sheni, you're chayiv to be pulled in. So a different way to learn Chizkiya, that Ein Chinami, it's Pachs Mishav Pruta on a daraisa level, doesn't require Pidyon, but Chizkiya is talking Midurabbanan, that it requires Pidyon. But be that as it may, that was the statement of Chizkiya that we learned yesterday. So now the Gemara challenges Meisvei. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim that a truma of Bikurim, if a zar or a kohen who is tamei eats truma or bikurim, chayav nalim misa, you chayav misa b'dei shamayim v'chomesh, and also if the person who eats it is a zar and eats it b'shogeg, he has to add a chomesh to the keren that he's got to give to the kohanim. He has to reimburse the kohanim for what he took that belongs to them, and he has to add an extra chomesh. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Gimel quotes that Shmuel holds that there's a chiv misa by a kohen tamei eating truma from he derives it from the pasuk v'shamru es mishmarti v'lo yisu alav chet u'mesu bo ki chaluluhu. So with a chiv misa by a zar who eats truma, the Gemara over there says is learned from the fact that right next to that is another pasuk that the very next pasuk that says v'kol zar lo yochal kodesh. So the kodesh it's referring to is truma. So we have one pasuk that's pretty explicit about a kohen who's tamei eating truma, and he's chayiv misa, and then another pasuk right next to it that says, oh, by the way, a zar is not allowed to eat kodesh, which means truma. So we assume, oh, just like a kohen who's tamei that eats truma is chayiv misa, it must be that a zar who eats truma is also chayiv misa. That's the limud, that zar who eats truma is chayiv misa, according to Shmuel. However, Rav's shita is that no, there's a pasuk in the Torah that tells me that a kohen who's tamei that eats truma is chayiv misa. There is no pasuk in the Torah that tells me that a zar who eats truma is chayiv misa, because he's not. The Rav's shita is that a zar who eats truma is not chayiv misa. The Yerushalmi says that Rav will explain when our Mishnah that we just quoted over here, we're quoting this Mishnah in Meseches Bikurim, Hatruma Vabikurim Chayavin Alein Misa, Rav will learn that it's only talking about a kohen tamei. It's not talking about a zar. What do you mean? But then it says v'chomesh. He's also got to pay a chomesh. That's only for a zar. A kohen never has to pay a chomesh because he didn't steal from Shevet Kuna. Yeah, it's litzad in Katani that the first half of the phrase is about a kohen tamei, and the second half of the phrase is about a zar. So Shmuel is a little more seamless in the reading of the Mishnah, because Shmuel holds that a zar is also chayiv misa, but Rav would have to say that it's litzad in Katani. Okay, va'asurim lezarim, and the halacha is that that truma and bikurim are asur for a zar to eat. Now, that seems pretty obvious. We just said you're chayiv misa if a zar eats it. So isn't it pretty obvious that that it's asur for a zar as well? So Rashi says, yeah, it's obvious, but the Mishnah is saying it because the seifa of the Mishnah says mashen kein b'meiser. So it wants to teach me that mashen kein b'meiser, that not only is there no chayiv misa for a zar to eat meiser, but it's not even asur. So in order to do the contrast of Masha'in Kain, it says Vasurim Lazarim, to show that a zar is allowed to eat Meiser. Tosos and the other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, Tosos Ben Peretz, and Ran, all ask on Rashi that in Maseches Chala you have a similar line, and it does not say Masha'in Kain B'Meiser in Maseches Chala. It says that a zar is not allowed to eat Truma, and that a zar is Chayv Misa for eating Truma and for eating Bikurim, and it's Asurim Lazarim, but then it doesn't follow up with saying Mashain Kain B'Meiser. So how could you say the only reason this line appears is because it's setting up the Mashain Kain B'Meiser? You have Mishnah Maseches Chala says the same thing without the Mashain Kain B'Meiser. So how do we handle that? So the Rush on Maseches Chala is quotes a Rabbeinu Tam that's Miyashiv Rashi, that the Mishnah Maseches Chala is just Agav the Mishnah Bikurim. That once the Mishnah Bikurim says Mashain Kain B'Meiser, so the Mishnah Chala uses the same Lashon as the Mishnah in Bikurim. However, other Rishonim say that no, the Chiddush is when we say that Vasurim Lazarim is to tell me that even when you're not going to be Chayav Misa, it's still going to be Asur Lazarim. When you're not going to be Chayav Misa, Zarit Shumi is always Chayav Misa. So when are you not going to be Chayav Misa? If you eat a Chatzi Shir. The Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. So that's what it's telling me. Asurim Lazarim, even if you only have it in the amount of a Chatzi Shir. Aye, but isn't Chatzi Shir a Din Kala Tarukula by every Yisr? Why do I need it to point out over here, Dafka, that a Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah? So you might think that Truma, Bikurim are not Isurim HaShav B'Kol. They're not Isurim that apply to everybody. It's only an Yisr for a Zar, for a Kohen Tameh. But a Kohen Tar is allowed to eat these things, so maybe the dinim of Chatzi Shir don't apply to these things. So that's why it has to say Vasur and Lazarim, to tell me that the dinim of Chatzi Shir. There's a whole din in the poskim whether Chatzi Shir applies to mitzvos, right? We have such a concept of Chatzi Shir when it comes to Yisurim, that for sure, Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. What if you have a mitzvah that the mitzvah sachilas b'kazayis? For example, the mitzvah of achilas matzah, right? So let's say you have one kazayis of matzah and two Jews, right? So what do? They just one, two, three shoot and decide who's going to be the one to have the kazayis of matzah? Or is there any value in splitting the kazayis and having each person have a half a kazayis of matzah? See, if you hold that just like Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, Chatzi Shir is a Kiyum Min HaTorah. It's not the full mitzvah, but it's a Kiyum Min HaTorah, so maybe there is some value in spreading the wealth in such a case. But if you hold that Chatzi Shir is only a din in Isurim, but it's not a din in mitzvos, then there would be no such value in spreading the wealth. This is discussed in the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. But anyway, so Vasurim Lazarim, back in the Mishnah over here, Vehein Nichsei Kohen, and the Bikurim and the Truma, they belong to the Kohen, meaning they belong to the Kohen, which means he could be Mekadesh and Isha with it. It's his. It belongs to him. Va'olim be'echad me'ah, and they become batel in a 100-to-1 ratio, meaning if the perus of Trumah Bikurim get mixed in with perus of Chulin, and you have 100 perus of Chulin for every one pre of Trumah Bikurim, they become batel and everything becomes Chulin. That's a din midrabanan that you need a 100-to-1 ratio. On a Daraisa level, everything is batel berov. It's going to be batel berov. But midrabanan, we require a 100-to-1 ratio. Utu'unin rechitzas yadayim, and in order to eat them, you need to wash your hands. The chamor gozer tuma on the yadayim, on stam yadayim, that even if you don't know that they're tame, the chamor gozer that they have a din of a sheni l'tuma. It's a sugi in the first part of Masach Shabbos, and sheni is also shlishi b'truma, and therefore, if you don't wash your hands, you're going to passel the truma. But peros of meiser could be eaten without netilas yadayim, because it doesn't have, meiser does not become a shlishi, only truma becomes a shlishi, and v'har of shemesh. And it also requires, if a Kohen was Tameh and he went to the mikveh, he has to wait until the evening till he's allowed to partake of Truma. He does not need to wait till the next day when he brings his karban. He doesn't have to. Mechusar Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma, he's just not allowed to eat Kachim. But he's, so if he's, let's say, a Zav who has to bring a karban, so then he does not have to wait for that. He only has to wait for Harav Shemesh, for the night after he goes to the mikveh. So Areilu b'Truma Bikurim, all these are halachos that apply to Truma Bikurim. Mashain kin b'meiser, none of them apply to meiser sheni. None of these dinim apply to meiser sheni. There's no misa b'dei shemayim. There's no chiyuv chomesh. Even if you eat it b'Israel, like you eat it outside Yerushalayim, even though there is a din of chomesh by meiser sheni when you're poda it, but there's no chiyuv chomesh meiser sheni when you eat it outside of Yerushalayim. There's no isra lazarim. We said so. All these things. It's not really your mamon. It's mamon gavoa. That's at least a machlokas when the meiser sheni is mamon bailim or mamon gavoa. And if it's a nafkamina, is whether you could be Mekadesh Nisha with it, right? So it at least very likely is not your mamon to be Mekadesh Nisha with. So all of these things, it's not Tamei Seyadayim, all these things are dinim that don't apply to Meiser Sheni. So now the Gemara elaborates on what its kasha is. So my Masha'in Kin B'Meiser, what does it mean when it says Masha'in Kin B'Meiser? It sounds like all of the dinim in the Mishnah don't apply to Meiser. Now one of these dinim is that all of that it's batel in Echad Umeya, that a 100-to-1 ratio will be mevatel trumor bikurim. So lav mechal de meiser batel beruba. Doesn't that imply that meiser is even going to be batel berov? You don't need a 100-to-1 ratio to be mevatel meiser. But v'emisel de chizkiya. But if chizkiya is correct, that even a meiser that's less than a shavapruta, you can always be poda. There's always the possibility of being poda meiser, even when it's it's less than a Shem Pruta, Havalei Davar Sheish Matirin, then every example of Maisa Sheini is a Davar Sheish Matirin. Because you can always be Podet, you can always make it Mutter, and we call Davar Sheish Matirin, Afil Be'el Flo Batil. There are two dinim about a Davar Sheish Matirin. Davar Sheish Matirin, we don't say something to Rabbanu Lekula on a Davar Sheish Matirin, right? That's why Beit HaShanol de B'yom Tov, if you have, is a Davar Sheish Matirin, because you just wait until after Yantiv. So we don't say something to Rabbanu Lekula on a Davar Sheish Matirin, and so the din of Muktzah, we don't say Davar Sheish Matirin, and we don't say Bittel by Davar Sheish Matirin. Rashi writes in Maseches Beitza that the Svara is Ad Sheyachlenu Be'Isra Yachlenu Be'Heter. Why would you rely on Bittel? Why would you rely on something to Rabbanu Lekula? Just wait until it becomes mutter, or make it mutter, so that you don't have to rely on any mechanism that allows you to have an isser. Just make a mutter. So if all these things are, if it's true that Maaser Sheni can always be niftes, there's always a way to redeem Maaser Sheni, how come Maaser Sheni is batel? Maaser Sheni should not be batel. It's a davar sheyesh matirin. So says Gemara, my demashen kin Maaser de batel beruba. Whoa! All we said in the Mishnah was that all these dinim of truma and bikurim don't apply to Maaser Sheni. We didn't say what the din is by Maaser Sheni. So it's true, the 100-to-1 ratio that you need for bittel doesn't apply to Maaser Sheni, right? But what the din is by Maaser, it never said that it's batel, but Maaser Sheni is batel berov. Dilma lo batel klal. Maybe the reason you don't have a 100-to-1 ratio by Maaser Sheni is because Maaser Sheni just can't become batel at all because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin and it fits perfectly. So it says lo matzam rachri. Because the legabe truma chumre de truma katani. Nah, that's not the impression you get from the Mishnah. Kule de truma lo katani. Meaning the Mishnah is listing off ways in which truma and bikurim are more chumr than maaser sheni. So don't tell me that when it says truma and bikurim become batel in a 100-to-1 ratio and maaser sheni never becomes batel. That's a chumr of maaser sheni, not a chumr of truma. Vakatani vehein nichse kohen. But wait, it says by truma and bikurim that they're the nichse kohen. That's a kula that you have by truma that you don't have by Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is considered mamun gavoa, so it could be that olim be'echad u'meya also is a kula that you have by truma and not necessarily a chumra that you have by truma, and therefore we don't have a challenge to Chizkiyah. We were able to successfully defend Chizkiyah. Again, the challenge in Chizkiyah was that if you Chizkiyah hold that you could always be poda Maaser Sheni, then Maaser Sheni should never become batel because it's always a davar sheyesh lematirin, and his answer is Ein hachinami. The Mishnah never said it can become batel. It just said that truma becomes batel in 100-to-1. Maaser Sheni maybe never becomes batel. You're going to tell me, but the Mishnah is not listing kulas of truma, it's listing chumras of truma. No, it's listing differences of truma. Even chumras, even kulas of truma, such as the fact that a kohen can be mekadesh nisha with truma. Cannot do that with Maaser Sheni. So it's listing both chumras and kulas of truma. So now the Gemara says, wait, but we could still make our kasha stand, because those salkadaitach, you can't say that that's what the Mishnah means to be miyashiv chizkiya detanya be'edya, because it says beferish in a brisa maaser sheni batil beruba, right? It says beferish in a brisa that Maaser Sheni becomes batel berov. Beza Maaser Sheni Amru, Maaser Sheni b'shav pruta. Which Maaser Sheni becomes batel berov? Maaser Sheni that's not where the b'shav pruta. Shenichnas Yerushalayim v'yatza and v'shenichnas Yerushalayim v'yatza. And also Maaser Sheni that got into Yerushalayim and has come out of Yerushalayim, where you're not able to be poded. So you see very clearly that the Brisa says that Maaser Sheni. There are two examples of Maaser Sheni that you cannot be poded. One is if you already brought it into Yerushalayim and then took it out. But the first example was if it's Pachs Mishav Pruta, and that is directly against Chizkiyah. V'yemisal the Chizkiyah, if Chizkiyah were correct, that even Maaser Sheni, that it's Pachs Mishav Pruta, there's a way to be poda it, li'avalei the Chizkiyah, v'nechalei al-melos ha-rishonos. Then do like Chizkiyah said, find Maaser Sheni money where all of the value of the money is not already being used up, and use the remaining value on that coin for your Pachs Mishav Pruta, Maaser Sheni. So you always have an Eitzah according to Chizkiyah. So it seems that Chizkiyah is against the Brisa. So it says Gemara, no, the Brisa is talking about the Lo Parik, that you don't have Maaser Sheni money that you already redeemed other Maaser Sheni on, that you have, meaning Chizkiyah only works if you have it, if you have another coin, that, a $10 coin, that's $7 worth already used up in Maaser Sheni, but it's still got $3 free dollars that you're able to use up with extra. So it says Gemara, Venesi Maaser Di isle v'nitzrafinu. So why don't you just bring a pri that's worth a chatzi pruta of other meiser sheni, be mitzarif it with this pachs mishav pruta that got mixed with perus of chulin, and be poda the two chatzai pruta together on a single matbeya. So says Marno, you cannot be mitzarif this meiser sheni that's worth less than a pruta to a pri that to another pri that's worth less than a pruta that already got mixed in with chulin, because d'oraisa when udrabanan lo mitzarfi that which is meiser sheni that's d'oraisa, meaning a regular pri of meiser sheni, and that which is only meiser sheni midrabanan, meaning a meiser sheni pri that is already mixed with chulin and therefore on a d'oraisa level is already batel and doesn't even have the status of meiser sheni anymore, they're not mitzarif with each other to on the same matbea, because midrabanan you only have a chatzi pruta meiser sheni, so that's not going to be tofes bepidyon, and therefore you're going to be eating that meiser sheni without a proper chilul. So it says more, okay, so all you need to do is find another chatzi pruta of meiser sheni midrabanan. Right, meaning the meiser sheni that's mixed with chulin on a darais level is batel. The idea of davar sheish matirin is not batel, is only a din midrabanan. Right, so on a darais level it's batel. So you need to find another chatzi pruta where the meiser sheni midrabanan. So how do you manufacture meiser sheni midrabanan? V'nesi demai. Bring meiser sheni of demai, that which was purchased from an amei aretz and not trusted to have removed the meiser rishon and meiser sheni. So do that. So says Gemara. Can't do that. Dilma asi lasuye vadai. You might come to bring a chatziputa of meiser sheni vadai to be mitzari filin, and then you run into the same problem that a darais and drabanan. Meaning people won't know to make that chiluk. They won't know that they. If you tell them that you could bring another chatziputa of meiser sheni of demai and be mitzari filin with this meiser sheni that's bitar roves, they're going to end up bringing meiser sheni midaraisa and trying to be mitzari. So it says, well, okay, but v'nesi shtei prutos v'nechalal alayhu meiser b'shav meiser b'pruto mechsav v'nech. Meaning, why don't you do the following? Bring two prutos, be mechalal meiser sheni that's worth 1.5 prutos, real meiser sheni, it's worth 1.5 prutos, and then be mechalal the other chatzi pruta that's in the taroves on the remaining half a pruta that's left on the coin. So it says, misav pruto mechsa tafsa shtei prutos. Do you think that it works that a pruto mechsa worth a meiser sheni will be nitfas on two prutos? Lo, pruta tafsa pruta, chatzi pruta lo tafsa. The way it would work is the one pruta worth of meiser sheni will be tofes on one pruta. The other half of pruta meiser sheni just won't be tofes at all on the second pruta because it's not a pruta shlema. It's not a full pruta. So if you want to be mitzarif chatzai pruta with another chatzi pruta, hadar avilei doraisu drabanan doraisu drabanan lo mitzarfi. You run into the same problem you always had because the first pruta meiser sheni will be nifta on the first pruta. Then you have a half of pruta meiser sheni left, which you're trying to combine with this half of pruta. The Staroves to be poded on this coin. Well, it's a Doraisa, it's a Chatzi Pruta Doraisa, Chatzi Pruta Rabbanan. It doesn't work. So it says, well, okay, I have a better idea. V'naisi Isar. Why don't you take an Isar coin and be Mechal Meiser Sheni B'pachos, whatever is worth, Meiser Sheni that's worth less than an Isar on this Isar coin. And then you'll be able to mechal the meiser sheni that's pachas mishav pruta on whatever's remaining in the meiser sheni that's pachas mishav pruta that's mixed in the taroves on whatever's remaining on the coin. So says Gemara, they didn't want to teach people to do that. Dilma asi lasuye prutos. You tell people to bring an isar coin, they're going to end up bringing a pruta coin, and they're going to end up with a pruta mechza situation, and it's going to run into the same problem that we spoke about before of the darais and the rabbanan mixing together. So now the brisa had continued, and the brisa that said that there's another way that meiser sheni can be batel barov, right? One is that it already was in a taroves. What was that it was pachs mishav pruta rather? And the other way it could be batel barov is v'shenichnas liYerushalayim v'yatza. That if meiser sheni went into Yerushalayim and came out of Yerushalayim, so such meiser sheni is going to be able to be batel barov, right? I mean that's what the Brisa had said that meiser sheni is batel baruba, but it said eizah meiser sheni yamru meiser sheni sheni b'shav pruta and v'shenichnas Yerushalayim v'yatza. The two examples of meiser sheni that are batel barov is if it's not worth the shav pruta, and if it's nichnas Yerushalayim v'yatza. So now we're moving on to that second case. What's this case of shenichnas Yerushalayim v'yatza? Pashtos is you had meiser sheni, you brought it to Yerushalayim as you were supposed to. You should have eaten it there, but you didn't. You brought it outside of Yerushalayim now. So now it can no longer be now that meiser sheni rather can become batel barov. So says Marvamai, why should that Maaser Sheni be Batal Barov V'Ladim Naile? Why don't you just bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it there the way it is? Meaning you mix it, it's in the Tarovus with Chulin now, bring the whole Tarovus into Yerushalayim and eat it there. Meaning Ein Davar Sheyesh Matirun, Gadol Mizah. It's clearly a Davar Sheyesh Matirun. Just bring it to Yerushalayim and it becomes Mutter. So how can we allow Bittul to take place with such Maaser Sheni? Such Maaser Sheni should become Mutter. So says Mar Bishanitma. Now the case is the Maaser Sheni became Tame. So even if you bring it into Yerushalayim, you're not going to be able to eat it, and therefore it's a Davar She'ein Lo Matirun, and therefore it's Batal Barov. So ask the Gemara, but V'nifrake, why aren't you just poda it, even though it's been in Yerushalayim? Damar Ablaz, I mean, I am the Maaser Sheni Shenitma, She'podin Oso Afilu B'Yerushalayim. How do I know that Maaser Sheni that became Tame, that you're allowed to be poda it, even in Yerushalayim, even once you're in Yerushalayim, Shenamar, because the Pasuk says when it comes to Pidyon Maaser Sheni, it says lo suchal se'esau, right? It says v'chiyir b'mimcha aderech lo sucha ki lo suchal se'esau. And then it says v'nasata b'kesef v'tzarta kesef b'yadach v'alach tel makom asher v'chal shem elokach bo. So v'ein se'es ela achila. Se'es means that you're not able to eat it. It says ki lo suchal se'esau means that the reason you're going to want to be podi your ma'aser sheni is because you can't eat all of it. Shenemar, because by the su'uda that Yosef HaTzadik makes for his brothers in Mitzrayim, it says Vayisa masos me'es panav. So he gave them manos, he gave them food to eat. So if you see in that from that lashon, that the lashon of se'es means eating. So Maaser Sheni that became tamei is lo suchal se'eso. Meaning, when do you ever have Maaser Sheni that you can't eat? You can't eat it if it became tamei. So you're allowed to be poda it even in Yerushalayim. So the Brisa can't be talking about a case where it becomes tamei, because even Maaser Sheni that becomes tamei is the Yeshal Matirin. You're still allowed to be poda it even if the Maaser Sheni became tamei. So what's a case where you have Maaser Sheni that's not a Davash Yeshal Matirin? It's always going to be able to become Matirin. Just bring it to Yerushalayim or be poda it. No, we're talking about over here with food that was purchased using Maaser Sheni money, not with payrolls of Maaser Sheni itself that got mixed with chulin, and food that was purchased with Maaser Sheni money. And the halacha is that food that was purchased with Maaser Sheni money, you cannot let it re-redeem. And you're also not allowed to eat it because it's tamei, so it has no heter, and therefore it's going to be batel barov. Meaning, batel barov is going to be if it's an ein lo matirin. What are the options to be matir? This food that was purchased with Maaser Sheni money, you can't be poda it because you can only, you know, that's a one shot deal. You already poda it, so you can't be, you already poda it on the money, and then the money bought the food, so you can't be poda it. So that doesn't work, and you can't eat it because it's tamei. So therefore, it's a davar she'ein lo matirin, and a davar she'ein matirin becomes batal barov. So ask the Gemara, well, wait a second, if it became tamei, and that's why you're not able to eat it, lekuach because of my tsunami, lifrake. Why can't you be poda it? It's not. And the Mishnah says in Maseches Maaser Sheni, halekuach because of Maaser Sheni shenitma yipada. That if it's true, you're generally not allowed to be poda food that was purchased with kesef Maaser Sheni. But if it becomes tamei, then you can be poda it, because the isser to be poda that which was bought, food that was bought with Maaser Sheni money, is only on tahar food. But so why does the Braisa say that it's a davar she'ein lo matirin, it's batel barov lechora, it's a davar she'yesh lo matirin, you could still be poda it? So it says, where Rabbi Yehuda damar yikaver, that the Braisa is assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who hold that food that was purchased with Maaser Sheni money that has subsequently become tamei, you're not allowed to be poda it. You have to bury it, that the kedusha of that which is bought with kesef Maaser Sheni is not quite the same as the kedusha of Maaser Sheni itself, and therefore it doesn't have the ability to be tofes on a pidyon. You're not able to be poded and transfer that kedusha to different money. So since according to Rabbi Yehuda you can't eat it and you can't be poded it, so it's a davar she'ein lo matirin, and if it's a davar she'ein lo matirin, it's batel barov. So says Gemara, but e Rabbi Yehuda, if the Brais is assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that which was bought with Maaser Sheni money cannot be redeemed, my iria yatsa, then why do you even have to say that it left Yerushalayim, that it was something that was brought into Yerushalayim, came out of Yerushalayim? Afilu lo yatsanami. Even if it never left Yerushalayim, it still has no heter. You still aren't going to be able to be pulled to it, because we're talking about payrolls that were purchased with kesef Maaser Sheni. We're not talking about the original Maaser Sheni payrolls. So from the fact that the Braisa says, oh, you know what an example is where Maaser Sheni is batel barov, if you brought the Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim and you brought it out, it sounds like that's an important factor, that it was brought in and out. But based on the Ukimta we're making right now, now that we're talking about with food that was bought with kesef ma'aser sheni, that became tamei. You didn't need to go in and out. It's tamei even in it's an ein lo matirin even in Yerushalayim. So we have to go back to the drawing board. The Braisa must be talking about Tahar Meiser Sheni. Umay Yatza, what does it mean when it says that it was Yatza? That doesn't mean that it left Yerushalayim. It means the Nafal Mechitzos, that the Mechitzos of Yerushalayim fell down, and therefore the Meiser Sheni is no longer allowed to be eaten there, because the Pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlenu, and since that Meiser has no Heter Achila, nor does Rev Pidyon, it's therefore going to be Batal Barov, because it's Ein Lo Matirin. Asking, how could you say just because the Mechitzos fell down, it means you're not allowed to be pulled to them? V'amar Rava Mechitza Lechol, you need a mechitza in order to eat the Meiser Sheni Lefnei Hashem, to fulfill that requirement of Lefnei Hashem, Doraisa, and that's a din Doraisa. But mechitzas liklot drabanan, the din that when once Meiser Sheni has gone into Yerushalayim, that even if it then leaves Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poda it anymore, that's only a din drabanan. So since the din of klitas mechitzas, that once Meiser Sheni has been in Yerushalayim, you lose the ability to be poda it, even if it subsequently leaves Yerushalayim, since that din is only midrabanan, it makes sense that chikazu rabanan, when did the rabanan make that gezeira, kiyistun lemechitzos, that's only when the mechitzos of Yerushalayim exist, and you brought the Meiser Sheni outside of those mechitzos, but kiyistun lemechitzos, when the mechitzos no longer exist, maybe lo gazu rabanan, maybe the rabanan were not gozer, this din of klitas mechitzos, this din that once the Meiser Sheni has been inside Yerushalayim, you lose the opportunity for pidyon. So since the walls of Yerushalayim fell down, so you're allowed to be poda it, and therefore the kasha comes right back. So it's a davar sheish lematirin, because you could be poda it. So how is it possibly batal barov? So it says lo plug rabbanim benisum mechitzos lemein lesnum mechitzos. No, when the rabbanim made this din of klitas mechitzos, they didn't make any distinctions between whether there are mechitzos, there aren't mechitzos. It's always going to be ein lo matirin. There's no way to be poda it, and because there's no way to be poda it, it's going to be batal barov. Another way of being miyashev the kasha that we asked at the Reisha, the Brice says that Meiser Sheni that's less than a Shavu Pruta is Batal Barov, and we ask that as a Kasha and Chizkiya. Wait, Chizkiya, according to you, it shouldn't be Batal Barov because you always have an Eitzah, you always have the ability to be Poda. Pachs mi Shavu Pruta, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda says in the name of Rav Sheshes, the Brice is not teaching me two separate cases. Meaning, the Brice sounded like it was. It sounded like it was telling me Meiser Sheni can be Batal Barov in one of two cases. Either if it's less than a Shavu Pruta, or if it was Nichnas Yerushalayim V'yatza. And we tried to, so up until this point, we explained why each of those cases, it's a davar sheh ein lo matirin, why there's no way to be matir those Yisurim. So the case of where it goes into Yerushalayim and then came out was where the walls fell down and therefore you lost the ability to be poded. The case of Pachs Mishavu, we came up with ways that it's ein lo matirin. Says Gemara, no, we misunderstood the whole Braisa. Chada katani. The Braisa is only telling me one case. Meiser Sheni Shein Bo Shava Pruta Shenichnas Yerushalayim V'yatza. It's Meiser Sheni that's worth less than a Pruta, and it's that same Meiser Sheni that came into Yerushalayim and left Yerushalayim. That's where the Braisa says that it's Batal Barov, because it had a klitas mechitzos and you can't be poded. And even Chizki is moda that you cannot be poded in that case. Amai, why should it be Batal Barov? Nahadav and I live in Ichli. What do you mean? You can't do anything with it. Granted, even if you can't be poded it, just bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it there. In the Taroves. So it's still Davar Sheish Matirin. No, the Nafal Mechitzos. The Mechitzos of Yerushalayim fell down, and therefore the Meiser Sheni can't be in there. So since it has no Heter, Achila, and there's no way to be poded, it's Batal Barov. I've Nifrake, why can't you be poded? Vam Rava, Mechitza Lechel, Doraisa, Mechitza Liklo, Trabanan, Chigaz Rabanan, Kiyisun, Mechitza, Sasa, Mechitza, Logaz Rabanan. Shouldn't we say that the whole din of Klitas Mechitzos, the inability to be poded, once it's been inside of Yerushalayim, is only a din mid Rabanan? And maybe the Rabbanan only made that din when the Mechitzos was still there, but if the Mechitzos fell down, the Rabbanan didn't make that din. Lo plug Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made the din across the board. Iach, if that's the case, that the reason that the Meiser is Batal Barov is because Kaltu Mechitzos, when it was brought into Yerushalayim, and then those Mechitzos fell down, so you can't be poded and you can't eat it, Why does it matter that it's in Bashav Bruta? Why is that a critical factor over here? Afil Yeshbo Nami. Then just the fact that it had Klitas Mechitzos and the Mechitzos fell down, that already makes it that you can't eat it, you can't be pulled it, and you're stuck, right? So it's going to be Batal Barov. So it says Marna, Lomi Bayakamar. The Mishnah is saying, like an Ein Tzorich Lomar, Lomi Bay, you don't need to tell me that Yeshbo, that if it has a Shavar Bruta, it's Batal Barov, to cult on the Mechitzos, because the Mechitzos were collated, and therefore it's no longer subject to Pidyon. Aval Ein Bo, but if it's less than a Shavar Bruta, Ema, I would say, Lomi. I could have said that since you can't be poda normally you can't be poda pachts mishav pruta, you need ma'us rishonos that already has some ma'aser sheni on it with some leftover space on the money. You need this rare case in order to be poda pachts mishav pruta. So I would think there's no din of klitas mechitzos, and memela you'd have the din of pidyon, and it wouldn't be batal brov. Kamash v'lan. That's what the Bryce is telling me, that even if it's worth less than a pruta, there were still goes of this din called Klitas Mechitzos. So now, what comes out from this entire sugya is that Chizkiyah was Mechadesh, how to be Poda Meiser Sheni, it's worth less than a Shavu Pruta. So the Gemara says, okay, but there's an assumption in the whole sugya that normally Meiser Sheni is worth less than a Shavu Pruta. You can't just be Poda it normally. Mechitesi. Who says that you can't be Poda Meiser Sheni? That's less than a Shavu Pruta. So Tanu Rabbanan, so let's go back to basics, says the Gemara. We have a Braisa. Pasuk says about Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni, Vim Ga'ol Yiga'al Ish Mi Ma'asro. So Chamish So Yosef Elav. The Pasuk says if you're going to be Poda Ma'aser Sheni, you got to add a fifth. So we darshan from the Pasuk Mi Ma'asro, that it's Ma'aser Sheni that belongs to a person, Velo Kol Ma'asro. It's Mi Ma'asro, Velo Kol Ma'asro. That not all Ma'aser Sheni can be Nifta. That some Ma'aser Sheni, you can't just be Poda. What Ma'aser Sheni can you not be Poda? Oh, that's the Limud. Probably Ma'aser Sheni Shinbos from Pruta. That if you have Ma'aser Sheni, that's valued at less than a Shavu Pruta, you can't be poda that. So in my Rav Ami Amar Ein Bo, Rav Asi Amar Ein Bechumsho. What's worth less than a Shavu Pruta that you can't be poda? So this is a Machlokas Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Is it that the Meiser Sheni itself is Pachas Mishavu Pruta, that's when you can't be poda? Or maybe no, maybe even if the Meiser Sheni is worth more than a Pruta, but the extra Chomesh penalty that you need to add is going to be less than a Shavu Pruta, maybe even that you can't be poda. Meaning the Meiser Sheni needs to be worth four Prutos in order to be poda it, because you need the Chomesh to be worth a full Pruta. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Bo, Rabbi Shimon Lakshon Amar Ein Bechumsho. Same Machlokas. So Meisvei, the Gemara challenges the shita that holds Ein Bo Meiser Sheni Shein Bo Shav Pruta. The din is that Meiser Sheni that's not, doesn't have a Shav Pruta, you can't be poded on its own. You don't have to wait to bring it to your Shlaim or until you have Meiser Acher, you have other Meiser to be Mitzari for the poded. Dayu Sheyomar, you can instead say Hu V'chumsho Mechulal on Molos HaRishonos, that it and its Chomet should be Mechulal on money that already I already was poded Meiser Sheni on, meaning Chizkiyah's din, right? That's exactly Chizkiyah's din, that if I have my sheni pachs mishav pruta, I can be poded, but only if I find a coin that already has some my sheni value on it and some leftover value on it. So Bishlam Lamanda Amar Ein Bechumsho. If you're going to say that when it's Chomesh is not worth a Shavu Pruta, so the Bryce is talking about Meiser Sheni that itself is worth a Pruta, but its Chomesh is worth less than a Pruta, Haini Diktani Dayo. That's why you use the Lashon of Dayo. The Afal Gav the Bididei is paid, that even though it itself is worth a Pruta, given the Bechum Sheleka, since its Chomesh does not have a Shavu Pruta, so you're not able to be Mechal unless you have Moses Rishonos, so Shapir. So I understand the Lashon of Dayo. Elamandi Yomer Ein Bo, but if the Bryce is talking about my Sheni that itself is worth less than a Shavu Pruta, my Dayo, what is the word Dayo in the Bryce? There's no Chiddish that the Bryce has to say the word Dayo, as if to say, like it's a big Chiddish that you can't be part of this. If it itself is worth less than a Shavu Pruta, then it's obvious I can't be poded. You'd use the word Dayo if you're telling me a big Chiddush, like even if just the Chomesh is worth less than a Shavu Pruta, then I can't be poded. So says Gemara, Kasha, that it's Taka Kasha from this Braisa on the Mandiyamar, that Ein Bo, and therefore we assume that it's Ein Bechumsho. You already still, even when it's only Ein Bechumsho, that you're not able to be poded. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll begin with the Sugya of Chomesh Milagav or Chomesh Milavar. Have a great day, everyone.
Ashka, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.